off the coast of ivory, Mother's County's ocean blue. Saw you dipping, diving with your family crew. Yeah, yeah. Not the normal species you. Big love coming through. Tried to turn away from you, but couldn't do. Cause your guiding light came crashing through. Standing there overwhelmed by you. The brilliant color of you. Yeah. Fast forward, slide down to Cape Town in June. Nighttime was high and the moon was full bloom. Still the ocean floor you sweep like a broom.
Hey, Tony Beers, how you guys doing out there today? We have a great show lined up for you today. Yes, this is going to be the best 30 minutes of your day. I'm Tony B, and this is the Tony B Radio Show. And of course, if you have any questions, you can always email me at thetonybradioshow@gmail.com. But I'm super excited because we have a returning guest. Yes, we're going to be talking to Benjamin Mostyn. Yes, who is Benjamin Mostyn? He's the realtor from Central Texas. But here's a fun fact about him. He represents San Antonio's finest realtors. Yes, he is part of ex-military and ex-police who now find themselves in real estate. And they cover in his franchise area Austin, Texas, all the way down to San Antonio and, of course, the hill country of Texas. And so without further ado, Tony Beers and newcomers, I want to make sure that you know and stay tuned. We're going to introduce just a little later our special guest, Benjamin Mostyn. But before we do that, we are going to have the theme of the week. What is the theme of the week today? The theme of the week today is strengthen your mind. How do you strengthen your mind? And why should you strengthen your mind? Well, let's just think about this, strengthening your mind. And we do this by, you know, using your mind. And so that's the central thought today is strengthen your mind by using your mind. And just to go a bit further, I want you to be able to, how are we going to do this? Well, to use your mind, you should think, you should reflect, you should reset, and you should renew your mind. I'll say that again. Strengthen your mind by using your mind. Come on, Tony Beers and newcomers, let's make sure we're strengthening our mind and keeping ourselves strong by thinking, reflecting, resetting, and renewing our mind. Now, as always, we have a scripture to back it up. And today, actually, we have a couple of scriptures, but we'll go straight through them. The first scripture is Revelation 3 and 2. What does Revelation 3 and 2 says? Well, remember now, we're strengthening our mind by using our mind. The scripture says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remaineth that appear ready to die. That's right in the scripture. Strengthen that which remaineth. So strengthen your mind and make sure that you're doing things to keep your mind fresh and alive and not dying. Also, Romans 12 and 2 says, to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. There's that word, renewing. And then finally, Exodus 34 and 24. For I will cast out nations before thee and enlarge thy borders. So expanding your mind, enlarging your borders, doing fun things to keep your mind active. Now, so what are some things you can do to strengthen your mind? Well, you can think, you can reflect, you can reset, and you can renew. And what to do, saying in terms of thinking, why don't you just do some crossword puzzles or, you know, play some word games or put together puzzles. Like, use your mind, like be thinking, reflecting. Remember we talked about protecting your quiet time, Tony Beers and newcomers. Protect that quiet time by reflecting. And then reset, meditate. Simply sit and meditate. That helps to reset the mind. And then finally, to renew your mind, you simply can pray. Well, that's it for our theme of the week and our scripture week. We got a super exciting show for you. Of course, there's going to be music from Jay, Olga Salach, you've heard Pink Well, but you're also going to be hearing from Darnell's Diamond Nuggets and, of course, our good friend Beverly, and we'll round things out with Boat30.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, coming to you live from New York. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. And I invite you to join me and a whole bunch of other great people in the TV world for Tony B's Media Fest. All you have to do to find out all about it is go to TonyBMediaGroup.com. That's TonyBMediaGroup.com. Stay well and stay tuned, everyone.
Rock, invest in Swiss stock, get round from the block and stop crying. Get up in high gear, stay close to the premier, launch out, yeah, from right here and stop crying. Crank up, be sincere, don't wait for the crowd to cheer, keep managing your solo career, stop crying. Take all the control, keep moments of a roll, gorgeous, supreme soul, stop crying. Blast off into the stratosphere, hang tough, cause I am here, regroup and reappear, stop crying. Jump off, duck all the attacks, keep checking your financial stats, let go and get it all back, stop crying. Shoot high beyond the sky, keep asking questions why, leave swine at the sty, stop crying. No more shedding tears, no more crazy fears, no more conflicting facts. I'm tired of hearing slack, so get up off your back and start laughing. But no more, no more, no more crying. No, no, no more, no more crying. No, no, no more, no more crying. No more crying from inside. Let go, recapture your pride. Step right over the line, keep laughing.
So without further ado, I thought this would be a great time to bring our guest speaker in. So his name again is Benjamin Mostyn. Are you there, Benjamin?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So we chatted in season two. We're now in season three about all the things that were going on in Central Texas. And the listening audience was so excited because people are moving. They're migrating. They're going different places. And one of the places people are looking at is Central Texas. So, Benjamin, since the last time we talked, I know for the last 40 years, the Central Texas area in general has been booming, and it doesn't look like it's going to slow down. Bring us up to date.
Yeah, there is just so many more companies that are moving their headquarters to the Austin and San Antonio area, but also throughout Texas, you know, all the way from El Paso to Houston to Dallas. There is just no limit to the amount of companies that are moving their headquarters here, a lot of them coming from California. You know, as we know that Austin, that is the Silicon Hills, just like the Silicon Valley there in California, and it is more profitable and there is better tax rates for companies to be in Texas. And also because we are the ninth largest economy in the world, the state of Texas, and the top exporter in the United States, there is just a tremendous amount of business here. And that brings in a lot of people that are not only looking for homes, but also for land, and of course, companies for places to park their business.
So you do residential and commercial housing.
Yes, sir.
Real estate. And tell us a little bit about the finest, the idea that, you know, everyone that you work with and their backgrounds just and how this came to be.
That's right. Gaspar Cifuentes is the broker and owner of San Antonio's Finest Realty, retired drill instructor of the United States military, as well as retired San Antonio Police Department. Most of us are former service members that have served our community or the nation. And hence the name, and our badge, our logo is much like the patch or the badge of the San Antonio Police Department. And that's where we, you know, that's where we came up with the name.
It's fascinating.
Came up with the name San Antonio's Finest Realty, San Antonio's Finest.
San Antonio's Finest is outstanding. And Tony B is a newcomer. If you're in that central area, you want to make sure that you check in with Benjamin Mawson. His email, just for you, for your edification, is Mostyn, Mostyn dot realty, Realty, at gmail.com. And if you have to call Benjamin, he'll accept calls at area code 210-379-7117. Once again, that's 210-379-7117. So let's jump right into it. The whole idea that the area is booming is continuing to boom. Now, interest rates have been raised by the, you know, FTC and all, in terms of making sure that we, you know, are paying higher mortgages because they're trying to slow the economy because of the recession. But then inventory is really, really low. So with this dynamic, low inventory, high interest rates, how do you see this all playing out in your area with this boom continuing?
It is definitely still a seller's market here in Central Texas. It is shifting in other parts of the nation to a buyer's market. But we are starting to see a little bit more of a trend of a buyer's market here in Central Texas as well. I don't think it's going to switch completely to a buyer's market, because as you correctly stated earlier, we've been on the rise here in Central Texas for over 40 years. So the difference between last year or the last couple of years about this time is that houses or pieces of property that normally would barely survive a day or a weekend at tops, they're now sitting on the market maybe for about a month, up to 2 months, you know, depending on the property. I mean, if it's a really nice property and it's getting a lot of attention, obviously it's going to be gone, you know, within hours or a matter of days. And it takes a really good agent to secure that property for you. But overall, the inventory is because more houses are and properties in general are sitting on the market, it gives buyers more options and a possibility to get some concessions from a seller, especially because this is in San Antonio. We are Military USA. We're Military City USA. We have five bases here, and there's a tremendous amount of support and military commands that are associated. And so as a result, there's a lot of people that are PCSing, they're going in, they're coming out, you know, of this area. So there's always this kind of turnover of real estate. But if you're on the sell side, it may just be a longer time that your property sets on the market. And to put that in perspective, a healthy market, this is what, you know, across the nation, what we say a healthy market is actually 6 months. 6 months for a piece of property to set on the market.
Okay.
And so the fact that we may be up to 2 months now, you know, it's just getting closer to normal, but it is still a very aggressive, very hot market. And I just want to touch on the interest rates. What we saw over the last few years was an absolute fluke. Not only with the political administration that we had at that time, the fiscal policies, but also because of COVID. COVID played a huge role in that. And as a result, we saw interest rates that were the lowest in the history of real estate. And to put that in perspective, the average interest rate over the past 20 years is 6.375%. So we see the interest rates going up and down today, but they're hovering somewhere between that 6 and 8%, and therefore we're really back to where the 20-year average is, and people are still buying houses, still selling, and there's a very healthy market.
Wonderful. Now, we've heard a lot about this whole idea of, you know, cash and offers, people coming in, you know, truckload of cash ready to purchase, also bidding wars. Now, with 2 months sitting on the property sitting on the market, which is only, you know, 60 days. So let's be realistic. Yeah. That's still a short amount of time. But I know there was times when, you know, in a weekend, you know, properties would be gone. Now, I traveled down to Austin. I had the opportunity to do some scouting for Tony B and future Tony B events, including Tony B Fest. And so I canvassed some of the market and saw some of the real estate transactions, actually saw a bidding war going on. So no more bidding wars, and are cash offers still coming in the same way, or now are we shifting to more traditional mortgages?
No, cash offers are still coming in. Cash is king, and there's a lot of people that are coming from, especially California. There's been over 500,000 people that have come from California alone, and that has been a tremendous, you know, it makes the market very competitive, especially for your folks that are would be, you know, just getting a mortgage because they have a small house in California, and they sell it for deep into the six figures, close to seven figures. And then they come here and, you know, it's like monopoly money, right? So cash is still king, and always will be. But there are, and there are still bidding wars, you know. It depends on the property, because if there's a property and it's a really nice house in good shape and has great amenities, it's been updated, you know, if it has a pool, a lot of people are looking for that. Then that property can go off the market really, really quickly.
Wow. So this is really fascinating. We're talking with Benjamin Mauston, and he's at mauston.realty@gmail.com if you want to get in touch with him. We're just taking a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about has Benjamin Mauston actually been in a bidding war, and what it's like. If he hadn't been in one, perhaps he knows one of his co-realtors and talk about that. So we're just going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
My company is Lincoln Heritage Life Insurance. I specialize in final expense insurance for low income and people who make between $10,000 and $55,000 a month.
Respond to DarnellHaynes006@gmail.com.
And I speak before public groups, and I try to be inspirational. And so today, I would just encourage us all to keep our eyes open, our ears open, and always look for an opportunity to show kindness and encourage someone, because you never know what a person's going through.
Hi, everyone. This is your good friend Beverly giving you the ABCs of education. Today, I'm going to talk to you about how to reach your academic goals by implementing the three P's. The three P's are prayer, preparation, and persistence. Once you've decided what your one academic goal is for the school year, first, pray daily. Secondly, prepare to reach your goal through study of the content area. And finally, be persistent until you reach your goal. I know that you can accomplish that one important thing in your life that you are destined to do by using the three P's of prayer, preparation, and persistence. Lastly, have faith in God and then yourself, and go on and soar like an eagle, and you can accomplish your goal. Remember, this has been your good friend Beverly giving you the ABCs of education. Bye-bye for now.
Hey, everyone. Join me, Kelvin Dukes, at Tony B Fest, Tony B's one-day virtual media conference where content originators like me meet content distributors. Don't miss out. Register now at TonyBMediaGroup.com. That's TonyBMediaGroup.com. And click on Tony B Fest.
Good morning, all Tony Beers and newcomers. I'm Darnell Haynes. Today's Darnell's Diamond Nugget for your encouragement and inspiration is called Wake Up. Jesus Christ issued a rather stern warning to the church at Laodicea. You see, this church was neither on fire 100 committed to Christ. Now, they weren't quite as bad as some. They weren't just profane and scandalous, but they were lukewarm. They thought everything was fine and dandy. Maybe some of them even said kudos to God. But they were without a relationship with Christ. Now, I didn't make this up. Bob would most likely tell us it's in the book. Go to Revelation 3, 15 and 16 when you get home or around the corner or down the street and read it. The word of the Lord declares, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou art cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm, are neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. That's the word. He told this church now they needed to come to him to obtain those things they needed to make them fruitful for his glory. He told them that he loved them, but his love would bring chastity unless they repented. He's speaking to us today, Tony Beers and newcomers. He invited them, like he invites us, one soul at a time, to humble themselves and seek a soul relationship with him. Tony Beers and newcomers, I believe that every man lives his life by one of three suppositions for his faith. One, he believes there is a God and he's worth living for. Two, or there is no God, so I live for myself. Or three, there is a God, but I live for myself anyway. Tony Beers and newcomers, we have three options today. Hot, cold, or lukewarm. Door number one, door number two, or door number three. Door number one, if you're hot, your spiritual things are what's most important to you. You're bearing much fruit and eternal life is your goal. Door number two, you're cold and you don't believe hell is real. Or door number three, you're lukewarm. You talk the talk, but you don't walk the walk. Wake up. Somebody even told us which door to pick. Let each of us wisely examine his or her life and determine under which assumption you're living under. Consider the risk of rewards of which door you choose. Door number one, door number three, two, or door number three. If you're hot and wrong, so what? You lose a little carnal flesh. If you're cold and wrong, you lose eternity of perfect pleasure. If you're a hypocrite, you lose all three of them. Tony Beers and newcomers, would Jesus look at your life and be well pleased, or would he spew you out of his mouth? Door number one, door number two, or door number three? I'm just asking.
Do you have access to your bank's CEO? At the First Bank of Greenwich, you will. They are experts in commercial and residential lending. Visit them in Westchester, Stamford, and in Greenwich, Connecticut.
I brought this book. It's called Bring Your Brain to Work. And what this book is talking about is by Art Markman. How do you spell Art Markman? Well, Art, A-R-T, Markman, M-A-R-K-M-A-N. Bring Your Brain to Work and Using Cognitive Science to Get a Job, Do It Well, and Advance Your Career. And the whole idea and premise of this book is that use your brain, bring your brain, but that there are three phases to, quote, a career life. The first is landing that great job. And so there's all techniques on interviewing, interviewing styles. And then once you get the job, doing the job well, how to be competitive in the marketplace against your peer group and be recognized. And then last but not least, as you advance your career, how to know when it's time to leave that job. You've done everything. You've maxed out. You've gotten what you thought you should bring to it. And now it's time for you to pivot on to an advanced career. So Art Markman, Bring Your Brain to Work, is Tony B's clubhouse of books that we're recommending today. And we're going to drop down to Boat30.com. Yes, Boat30.com is bringing you a highlight of an athlete that they believe we should all be aware of. Who is Boat30 highlighting this time? Well, his name is Usain St. Leo Bolt. You know Usain Bolt. Yes, he is a retired sprinter. He's from Jamaica, and he's widely considered to be the fastest person alive. He's the world record holder of 100 meters, the 200 meters, and he was born August 21st, 1986. He's 36 years old. He stands 6 feet 5 inches, has several children. Olympia Bolt, Olympia Lightning Bolt is, I guess, their name. I think that's a young lady. And Thunderbolt and St. Leon Bolt. He retired in 2017 and made a ton of money being the fastest person alive. So Bolt 30 is highlighting Usain Leon Bolt, brought to you by Bolt 30. Also, I wanted to talk about, just briefly, Tony B is coming to Martha's Vineyard. Yes, that's going to be in 2024. Yes, that's going to be in the fall of 2024. Tony B Fest, you know, with movies and with our interviews and our music, all taking it to Martha's Vineyard. Bob, what do you think about that? I think we mentioned it before, but
I'm excited. I'm very excited to hear what this is all going to be encompassing and how it's going to look. Yeah.
So this is very new. Tony B is a newcomer. We're actually venturing out. This has been a great show. Bob and I have thoroughly enjoyed this great conversation of a wealth of information. But the main thing, Tony B, is we want you to be strong. We want you to be safe. And above all, make sure that you are implementing those four attributes of being a Tony B, which is, number one, you must be positive. Number two, you must be working on your personal goals. Number three, you must have a spirituality base. And above all, number four, being a Tony B, be of service to others.
I wasn't worth your time and go home. We traded names, you call me crazy. I say I hate you, but can you blame me?